Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist, GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4:30 in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 3rd of May. With wearying regularity, we return to the monthly ritual of average hourly earnings and not wages Friday, sometimes known as US Employment Report Friday. 119,000 companies are surveyed about how many people they employ, and just under 60% refuse to give the government any information. Nevertheless, the data is treated with reverential attention by the financial markets, not least because US Federal Reserve Chair Powell insists that data dependency is a thing when it comes to policy setting. The expectation is for a slowdown in the pace of employment creation, at least as is measured by non-farm payrolls, with a more or less stable pace of average hourly earnings growth. Immigration is adding uncertainty to the performance of the US labour market, and with that, the level of trend growth in the United States. The US is not great at counting immigration, and of course, illegal immigration is even harder to count. It seems unlikely that the household survey will capture many illegal immigrants in its data, although the establishment survey might. Rising immigration has a couple of labour market impacts. First, it's likely to mean greater employment with better productivity than would otherwise be the case, as a direct result of there being more foreign workers. Second, whether legal or not, immigration is likely to reduce labour market bottlenecks, increasing employment for the local population. Both these things raise the trend rate of growth for the United States. It's certainly possible that the Federal Reserve is underestimating the trend rate of growth in its policy projections. It is at least a conventional way of explaining the relatively sharp drop in inflation rates in the United States without there being a significant increase in unemployment. The possibility of a higher trend rate of growth in states matters to the economics of policy decision-making. It may not matter to the politics, however. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell has painted themselves into something of a corner. If the labour market data starts coming in unambiguously weak, the Fed would have an incentive to move quickly to cut rates. Albeit, if the labour market data is unambiguously weak, it's probably already too late for the Fed to be cutting rates. The labour market data today seems unlikely to be weak enough to push the Fed into action, however. A clearly articulated medium-term framework, accounting for the possibility of a higher trend rate of growth, could be used to justify a rate cut. But as Powell's approach is to react to the last data release alone, without any real structural context, it seems hard to imagine that anything other than a major negative shock to today's employment data will push investors towards expecting more policy accommodation. Elsewhere, there is French March industrial production data. This is not likely to excite anyone. Similarly, the US service sector sentiment poll from ISM is due for release, and again, this is not especially interesting to investors when set against the drama of the employment report. Local election results from the UK will start to emerge. This is of modest interest, not because the results are likely to change expectations about the possibility of a new government, but because they may indicate the extent to which tactical voting is likely to take place in the forthcoming general election, and thus how large a majority the next government may have. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, companies and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.